And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am here in the studio with new voice faculty member Mary Catherine Brewer. Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, I come here from Anderson, Indiana, where I taught at three different universities, Anderson University and Taylor University for about 10 years. And the last year I was also at Ball State University, where I finished my doctorate a couple years ago.
Okay, right on.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy to be here and excited about this new opportunity.
Cool. How'd you come to Mizzou then?
Well, just trying to find a full-time position. You apply to as many places as you can. So I wasn't sure about Mizzou. And then when they contacted me to come on campus and do an audition and have an interview, I came out and I knew almost right away that this was going to be an amazing place to be. And I was hopeful and prayerful that this would work out. The faculty are amazing. The students I met were kind and welcoming. And I thought, this seems like a great place to be. And it worked out, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Nice. So I guess, what are your first impressions of Mizzou then?
Well, I see a really cooperative faculty, at least in our department. I'm thrilled to see cooperation and support and encouragement. I've had so many faculty members, whether in the voice area or other areas, come up and ask if I could use any help or if I have any questions or anything. So a lot of support. Of the students that I've met, I see a lot of students who are excited to be here and have a lot of good energy. And I can feel that I just get a sense that we're growing and I'm a part of something that's growing and has a positive spin to it.
Yeah, school music's a great place to
be. Yeah, I can really sense that.
So what got you into music in the first place? I guess that's a good place to start.
Well, you know, it's in my blood. My father was, he started out as a band director for, I think, 20 years. The last 10 of his teaching, he was an elementary music teacher, was in barbershop quartets and a doo-wop, like 1950s and 60s group. My mother was in an opera chorus for 25 years and was an elementary music teacher. My aunt, interestingly enough, was a backup singer for Conway Twitty in the 1970s. So I didn't,
awesome.
I don't think I had a choice in terms of music, but I always loved to sing. And I remember in eighth grade, I was in a musical and I finally relaxed on stage and I just sort of let loose and had fun and sang and tried to just be in the moment. And I had such an amazing experience. And I thought, I think I might want to do this for the rest of my life. And I didn't really look back. So got those degrees and started teaching.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was the musical?
It was a musical written for junior high kids to perform, and I believe it might have been called Squad Room Blues. So, Squad Room Blues.
You weren't doing Sondheim right out of the chute, then.
No, I don't think you can find this. I pray you can't find recordings of this. I am very hopeful that it is hidden.
I won't look.
For all of eternity. Thank you so much. But lots of good memories.
Absolutely. So, do you have a favorite part for the stage?
You know, that's a great question. I love giving recitals. I enjoy singing opera. I enjoy getting up there and getting all the costumes on and portraying a character, absolutely. But sometimes I just enjoy giving recitals and performing these shorter pieces that are little stories in and of themselves, you know, where in 3 minutes' time you tell a really important story or you share your feelings or, you convey a message that's really important to you. And then in the next 3 minutes, you tell a new story. So I don't know if I have a favorite role. I have some favorite composers. I love Verdi. I wrote my dissertation on him and his art songs. And love Puccini. Actually, I named my dog Puccini. So
with
I really
O's?
Love. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You are the first person to get it before I even had to explain it. You get me. I named my dog after Puccini. That's how much I love the composer.
Nice.
So, you got it. That's it. And then I have another dog named Moose. And he is named because I like the animal moose, which I don't think you have here in Missouri. So
we don't.
We have a moose in my dog.
We have a handful of elk in the southern part of Missouri,
okay.
I think, but that's it.
Didn't
that's
name my dog
that's
elk.
That's as, so. Big as our deer get.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
You'll
enough.
See plenty of deer.
Okay, I'm ready.
But, yeah, right? Yeah. Well, Indiana had those too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So can we expect to hear a recital from you soon?
I really hope so. I want to put something together for the spring, if at all possible. I know the calendar can get full throughout the year, which is a great problem to have, let's be honest.
Right.
But I would love to be able to present some pieces. It's a passion of mine, and I I would love to share some beautiful music with people. So I will certainly try to get that together.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You've University of Philharmonic's doing Handel's Messiah with the community choir.
Right? Oh, okay. I may need to get involved in that somehow. Need to make a few phone calls. That would be wonderful.
Well, Dr. Ford's right over there.
Okay. Still don't know where everyone is, so thank you.
He's in Loeb.
Okay, got it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming out. Welcome to Mizzou.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's going to be great. It's a busy year, but it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I never can sense that. Yep. Sounds great.
All right. Well, again, thanks for joining me, Mary Catherine Brewer, new voice faculty here at the University of Missouri School of Music.
Thank you.